And now this is a dictation for Carol, K-A-R-E-L, Whitfield, W-H-I-T-F-I-E-L-D, October 1651. Address as a letter to Mary, M-A-R-Y, Stanner, S-T-U-N-E-R-N-P. Dear Mary, follow up for Mrs. Carol with chronic kidney disease, bilateral small kidneys, hypertensive nephrosclerosis, diabetes, last visit December, status post bilateral upper lid plasty, no complications, this was done at Lansing, uses a cane, denies falling episodes, is hard of hearing. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, denies chest pain, palpitation, increased dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system otherwise is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Topamax, Plaquenil, insulin 7030, started on Ozempic. Next paragraph, present weight 169, blood pressure by nurse 123.93. Hard of hearing, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia. No ascites, tenderness, or masses, no gross edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, July creatinine 1.16. This is one of her best. At some point within the last 1 year, was as high as 1.57. Malanemia, macrocytosis with abnormal white blood cell platelets. Presently normal sodium potassium, has metabolic acidosis down to 18 with a chloride 114. Has low albumin, corrected calcium normal. GFR 50, liver function test not elevated. There is a low level of monoclonal gammopathy. In part related to renal failure. Follows with oncology at Lansing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD. Stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, question monoclonal gammopathy, and non-significance, metabolic acidosis with high chloride, probably from Topamax, which has been given for migraine, follows with neurology. Other chemistries associated to kidney disease is stable. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.